Boo. Boo. All of us gig workers really are not fans.
No, it's a bad day for all of us.
That's right. But hello, welcome to the Still Spinning Podcast. This is episode number 49. My name is Nicole. I am joined, as always, but with Dan.
You know, if we actually talked to a tax professional, they would probably say something like, every time you get paid, take 28% of that, put it into another account, and never touch it again. That's what they would say.
Well, because that would be the right thing to.
That would be the correct way to do this.
Right.
But then, when you make like $100 and you got to put 28 of it away, you're like, make as much. I want more money than that.
I need it. I need that money.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, if you're a gig worker, no taxes are withheld. So you have to pay them all at the end of the year or when you do all your taxes and stuff. It's really amazing and great.
I do believe this country would be a lot better off if the government did not withhold taxes from your paycheck.
And just did it all at the end of the
year.
And
you got a bill every month, every year, whatever. You actually saw the amount of money you are paying for every single one of those things. You're like, FICA, why am I paying this? This is for what? Because we don't see it, right?
And
that's done on purpose. I don't want to get all conspiracy here, but it's done on purpose so you don't realize how much money you're actually losing to each check, how much they're taking out. And so, if you actually had to pay the bill every month, can you imagine what would happen to how people would react to that?
No, it wouldn't be good. Like depression rates would certainly rise.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing you can do about it is the thing.
Death and taxes. Only certainties.
Yes. Isn't that for sure? Do I look any different today? Am I clearer? I got a new computer, everyone.
Nice. Nice.
So today was the migration, the great migration this morning.
How'd that go?
You know what they do now? They didn't do this when I got my last Mac. I have a Mac. I have a MacBook Pro. They give you a free, 30-minute with a setup person. You schedule, and you could book it for the next day or even the same day of just like, oh, we'll help you unbox it. We'll help you get everything set up. We'll help you, migrate and stuff. And I had a little trouble I tried to migrate yesterday by myself, and I apparently skipped a step, but it was not clear on my new machine that I had to do something on the old machine. Doesn't matter. So Laura, who was fantastic and maybe listening, because I did tell her about the podcast.
Hi, Laura from
Hi,
Apple.
Laura. That's right. It was amazing and helped me get it all set up. And then you can do a second one where it's like, we'll help you with just some everyday settings kind of thing.
You know what makes me weirds me out about that is that every time I've purchased a new computer, I'm doing it because it's my old computer's giving me problems. And I'm so paranoid that if I transfer everything from the old computer over to the new computer, I'm transferring the problems with it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I always just start. I'm like, you know what? This is a good time.
You start over?
Start over. Everything.
Dear
but
Lord.
All of my documents, everything is online now. So I don't, so it's not like
I'll
I
use
have
Google Drive or whatever.
Well, yeah, like any, yes, most of my documents are online. The only time that becomes an issue is when I'm like editing video projects and I open them on the new computer. Mm-hmm. And because I also have a network attached storage device in my house. And so all of my big video files and everything is backed up there. Except sometimes when I'm in a hurry and I'm lazy, I will just download something and just put it in my downloads folder. Well, that wouldn't get transferred over and that would cause a problem. So yes.
Oh my God. I have so much stuff on my computer. I have Word documents, Excel spreadsheets. I always
on
just
your computer?
Over. Yeah.
You don't use Word in the cloud or any of that stuff?
Not really, no.
You want to see some? Oh, we got this right off the bat. Look at this. Carla. Hello, Carla. Hello, Paul, Spinners, Keith. I always take 20% out of my freelance stuff and put it in another account and I'm gonna get shut up, Keith.
But he did say, imagine me being the responsible one of the three of us. That is correct.
Yes. Carla says, you are looking clear and brighter. But now Dan looks a little hazy. Yeah. Remember back when my screen was the good one?
Yep. Suck it, Dan. Suck it. Welcome to the new age.
Hey, so we should start off by sort of giving ourselves a pat on the back. we've reached 1 year now with the Still Spinning podcast.
Really?
1 year. Now, granted, we're not at 52 episodes because we've missed a couple throughout the...
Sure.
But that's not bad, too, right? We've missed like two episodes.
Yeah, so that's actually really
that's
good.
Pretty good. It was about 1 year ago. I think it was on Friday.
Wow.
That we launched.
It doesn't feel like it's been a year.
It does not. It feels like it's been seven...
A couple months?
Oh.
So okay, calm down, buddy. It does not feel
no,
like
it doesn't.
Years.
It feels like it's been a few months.
It feels kind of like we just started doing this. How interesting!
And remember, okay. though, too, we also there's like some different incarnations of the podcast because we originally were recording everything.
That's true.
And then doing video, and then we were So this, doing it live, which I have much more fun doing it live.
It is fun.
Yeah, so this is not been a year. This has just been a few months. But
yeah.
Anyway.
That's good for us.
Yeah.
Go us.
And I don't know if you notice I'm holding in my hand.
I have no idea what that is. A utility tool?
It's a knife.
Oh, Jesus. Why do you have a knife?
Because we have a package to open.
I was like, that could have gone very dark. Like, what are you doing? We made
one
it a year,
that's
everybody.
It. We're done.
Give me the knife.
I said if we made it a year, I'm out of here.
I can't take it.
So our friend Anne, and I should put her website up, and I will remind me to do that before the end of the show here.
Okay.
Let's see here. Anne says happy Aww. Anniversary, but that's Anne
Thanks,
right here
Anne.
Who sent us this. Anne was a fan of the early spin, the radio show mm-hmm. we used to do, and she also has a runs a business and she makes custom cookies. I'm assuming that's what this is. I don't know. I've not opened this yet.
You better send me my share, buddy.
Well, it doesn't have your name on the box. So
what does it say?
It says Dan Diaper.
It doesn't.
It does. It just has my name on it.
No Still Spinning podcast?
I don't want to show any addresses.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, you probably shouldn't.
But yes, no, it says, no, it does not stay. It just has my name on it.
How interesting.
Yep. Hmm. So, suck it, Nicole. Let's see here.
Just be careful with that.
Thank
knife.
You, Anne. Happy anniversary. We appreciate that.
Yeah, that's so sweet. Oh, no cookies.
Oh, she says it's no cookies. All right.
But we will put up Anne's website.
She does make great cookies, and it is so cool, like the custom cookie designs and everything. It's
I've
Sweet
seen them.
Anne's Cookies, if you want to look it up.
Sweet Anne's Cookies, everybody.
Yeah, make sure.
In the Quad Cities, right?
No. She's in Cedarburg.
Oh, Cedarburg. My apologies, Anne. I don't know why I thought the Quad Cities. So look that up, everybody, with your Google fingers. Jesus. You right over there, buddy?
Yeah. This is taped. This was not opening in the transit, I can tell you that much.
Yeah. I like that, though. I appreciate a good tape job. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Until you're trying to open it on the air and can't, like... Oh, look at Charlotte already put up... Anne's Facebook page.
Thank you, Charlotte.
We'll put that up right there for everybody. Thank you, Charlotte. Great
this?
Assist.
What is this?
What is that?
It's a USB light.
That's so cool. Now you can put that in the background. Put that next to Abe's
crap,
head.
That is awesome.
Thank you, Anne.
That is so cool.
That is
Did
really
you make
cool.
That? And did you order that or did you make that? That's nice.
Yeah, look at that. They're so fancy here at the Still Spinning Podcast.
That's going to look good right back.
Yeah,
right by Abe.
Right by Abe. Sorry, Abe. You're getting booped. Be in front of the Malort bottle.
Blocking the Malort bottle. I'm going to have to figure out how to get the... Well, actually, I'm going to plug it in to see what it does.
All right. Just for everybody to see.
Yeah.
Now he's got to find a jack.
All of my jacks are... Well,
Anne made
whatever.
It.
She
That's
made
freaking
it?
Fantastic.
Anne, that is so good.
Yeah, it is. It looks like the official logo.
It is. She asked me for the logo a while back.
Oh.
And I thought it was for cookies
for
or
cookies,
something.
Sure.
Yeah. And I'm like, yes.
This is way... I mean, the cookies would be great, but this is way better because now you don't have to send me cookies, Dan.
That's true.
But I mean, feel free. To send me cookies. Just
Although
like
now I have to send you this so we can split it. So every week we'll mail this. We'll mail this back
like,
and forth. And
we
so,
have custody of our light baby.
Yes. Look at that.
That is the coolest. Oh, thank you so much, Anne. That's super cool.
That is totally going back behind.
Yep. Dan will figure out how to stretch a cord.
Oh, I do. I just don't have the cords. Of course I have the cords.
Right.
I just don't have them here sitting with me. So that's so cool. Thank you, Anne. We appreciate that. That looks good. That makes the rest of you slackers.
I'm just saying.
Sent us nothing.
You know, just think about it. Something to think about. Paul's done our theme song.
Yep.
And Anne has made us a really cool light.
Jenny made us mugs.
Jenny made us, well,
did you?
I haven't. You've never sent me my mug.
Yes, I have. And you should have gotten it over the weekend.
Oh, I did not.
Did you check mail today?
It won't fit in our mailbox, but it wasn't out front.
You should have gotten it today.
I'll look on the porch. Sometimes they throw them over onto the porch. Okay, well, yes, and Jenny made those.
Yep, and so anyway.
Oh, and you're speaking my language.
We'll make another one. She said, Anne says she's going to make another one for Nicole with some cookies.
I'll send you my address, Anne. I appreciate it.
That is so cool. Thank you
very
much.
That's very nice.
Very nice.
All right. Shall we, now that we're 12 minutes in, but we knew. We knew we were going to do this. All right. Shall we jump into our first story?
Yep.
It is a rare day when a headline makes me cackle with just delight. Whoever wrote this, and it wasn't even like the headline. What's the, is it the, it's not the bylines who wrote it, right? What's the line under the headline? Whatever it is. Yeah. So here's an article. Whoever wrote this, you should get a raise, and I hope you have a comedy career. Here's the main headline. United Airlines flight forced to divert after dog poops in first class aisle. But here's what really got me. The crew spent more than 2 hours attempting to clean the fecal fiasco, according to one passenger.
Nice.
Fecal fiasco is the funniest thing I have heard in a very long time.
Well, because you do improv, so I suppose that's probably right.
Wow. Shots fired, everybody. Shots fired early. The term fecal, as soon as you hear
fantastic.
It, you have a mental image, right? Like you heard fecal fiasco and you knew like it was bad. It was bad. Fecal fiasco. How has no one ever put this together before? I loved it. I loved it. So this dog, apparently, I don't know why it was out of its carrier because you're supposed, according to the United website, they're supposed to be in carriers and under the seat.
Yep.
I don't know why it was out of its carrier and it just pooped everywhere. Like the pictures of them trying to clean it up, it looked like a fiasco indeed.
For the record, I would actually pay extra money to fly on planes where they just let dogs on the planes run around and play and like go up to other people and everything. I would pay extra for that.
You know what? I would also, unless there was a fecal fiasco. Apparently it was so bad. Somehow in the first class bathroom that even after they cleaned, they still had to close it for the rest of the flight.
What? Why? Did the dog go in there and go to the bathroom?
I don't know. Or if they tried to clean it up in the little bathroom and like things went south. I'm really not sure like what exactly happened. But they were giving people masks and alcohol wipes to sniff because the odor was so bad.
What happened? What kind of dog was this?
I'm not sure, but according to one passenger, the excrement was a very liquid form that was in several places and even got on the shoe of the person sitting next to the dog.
So I will tell you a funny story about, I don't know if you remember the dog that I had that we had before, Bailey.
Buddy.
Way back. Yeah, but so you do remember Buddy.
I do remember Buddy, of course.
Okay, so Buddy, Buddy was... came to us as the best dog in history. He caused no problems, never went to the bathroom in the house, never. I mean, he was just perfect, right? Like he was, you could take him, like from day one, you could take him from a walk and he would not run away from you and would not pull, would not do. So great dog. Well, it was Easter morning and I don't remember what year this was, but I don't know, 2007, 8 or whatever. And he came into the bedroom in a panic. Like,
oh, nobody.
Woke us both up. We're like, whoa, that's weird.
Yeah.
Well, he had gotten into some bird seed that either the night before, old moldy bird seed that had been on the side of the house that we didn't know he got into. Nicole, I'm not making this up. When he was going to the bathroom running down the hallway.
Oh, buddy.
Every step he took to go down the stairs. And there were... ask if you ever talk to Jenny, ask her if this is not the God's honest truth. The wall, bam, 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 bam. It was like splat, 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 splat. The whole, every step all the way down. God. He got to the bottom of the step and it's like on the wall where he was turning. And you gotta, it was funny, but not funny at the moment because you're right. Like, get this dog outside. And he got outside and he went, it was the most, like you could hear it. He was way up in the yard and you could still hear this coming out of the dog.
Oh.
And yeah, it was.
That was a fecal fiasco.
That was exactly. So when you say the term fecal fiasco, that's exactly what I think of is that dog. Every step.
Poor buddy.
Every step.
Oh, my God. Well, they had to divert this flight. And apparently there was a Delta flight in September from Atlanta to Barcelona that had to divert because of a passenger's case of severe diarrhea, in which the emergency call to the dispatchers described it as a biohazard incident.
It is.
Oh, for sure. Well, yes. I mean, I would think that an animal feces would also be a biohazard.
Right.
But apparently not as much as the main.
To the comment thing. Section. Let's go.
All right.
Of course.
To the comments.
Fecal Fiasco is playing Lollapalooza this summer. I've heard that.
I mean, it would be a great name.
That would be.
Or improv group. Hi, we're Fecal Fiasco to get us started. Can we get something that makes your bowels explode?
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together.
Thank you.
For Fecal Fiasco.
Fiasco. Yeah.
Yep. Totally can see that. Charlotte says, BarkBox is allegedly making their own private jet company that will let dogs run around.
Yep.
I'm there.
Right? I'd go, and I don't have a dog right now.
Yeah.
But I'd go just to play with all the other dogs.
Because you know why I would do that? Because most of the people who would go on a flight like that are probably like normal, like, you know,
yes,
people.
They're
you want
to
be
people.
Around. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Oh, she even put a link to that up there. Very nice. Thank you.
Awesome. So, yeah. So I would hate to be on that plane. I would hate to be that dog owner. I would hate to be United. I'd hate to be anyone involved in any of this. Like the cleanup. Like, no thank you. Plus, how pissed are you if your flight gets diverted because a dog shit all over the first class?
I mean, it's happened, like you said, with people before. So
yeah.
I would rather have the dog, I guess, but still.
I don't know that I'd rather have either. I mean, if I were a passenger on the
plane,
how's
the
like,
dog out? That's the great. That's an important question.
Exactly. That's what I would be pissed about. I'd be like, why was this dog allowed to just like run around, especially if it wasn't feeling well? Now, it could have still been a colossal mess as someone
in
the carrier. And right. Then, like, it could have still kind of had a similar situation. And maybe it was. But it sounds like the dog was out. And that's how it
all right.
Fecally fiascoed.
Speaking of getting on a plane and going somewhere, the one place in the world that you will never catch me ever going to, ever.
Ooh.
Ever.
Is this a game?
Sure.
One place in the world, Dan will a wind chime factory.
Where is the big wind chime factory in the United States? Is there a big one? Because you're right. I'm never going to go there.
Right. Although I suppose they're not necessarily making noise in the factory. The QA section, the QA area would really drive you nuts. I have no idea. I have no idea where
the only thing you make to do make the wind chime factory worse is to cover everything in glitter.
Oh, my God.
Those are my two big nemesis.
Nemesi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Disney.
Really?
Never. Would never go, never a chance, never in a million years. You could give me a free trip to Disney World and I would not go.
Hold on. Follow-up questions.
Yes.
One, is this Disney specifically or any park, any amusement park?
Well, Disney, I'm saying, no, I go to some, I go to amusement parks. I've gone to like Six Flags, yeah. Great America.
That's Great America.
Yeah,
here.
Used to just be Great America. Now it's Six Flags, Great America.
Right.
No, I and Adventureland in Des Moines. I go to.
Adventureland.
You remember that?
I do. I've been to Adventureland. So wait, what is your problem with Disney?
Everything I've ever heard or read about Disney World makes me want to vomit in terror.
In terror? The
amount of people, amount of children. And again, I don't have kids, so people with kids don't understand. If you don't have kids and you've never had kids, I've had this conversation with my brother when we're sitting at his house, and his kids are in the background, wah, 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 scream, and I'm like, I can't talk to you because there's noise, and he doesn't even hear it. Like he did, like parents
right,
can tune that out. Right.
Yeah.
I can't because I don't have kids, and so that going on. The lines, everything I've heard is just terrible about the lines, the price, the
it is really expensive.
So no, so there's like no benefit in the world. Okay. I don't see going there.
All right.
So that's where I would not go. However, I do give kudos to the Walt Disney Company for this. It's stupid that it's even gotten to this, but I do give them credit for doing something about it. So at Disney, there's apparently something called a DAS.
Okay.
You know what that is? Disability Access Services.
Okay.
So when you go there, if you have kids who are, say, on the spectrum, or you have kids who, I don't quite know everything that qualifies here, you go up to a gate, tell them you need the DAS, and basically what that does is allows you to not have to stand in line with your kids at an event, at a ride. You get a thing that says come back at, you know, you
whatever
if you're
time.
If you're here in this line right now, you'd be on this ride at 2:20, so come back at 2:20.
Oh, nice.
Well, because people are just generally assholes.
There it comes.
They have to crack down because now they didn't check. Nobody was checking anything. You just basically walked up to the counter. Yeah, need this for my kid. So, and they would go, okay, here you go. It's like the service dog thing. Nobody ever actually checks, right, to see if it's a legitimate. So it's the same thing. So there was a massive abuse of this system where people were coming up going, oh, no, my kid. What's wrong with your kid? I don't know. He just doesn't want to stand in line. Okay, there you go. Here's your pass. And so there's a massive crackdown going on right now at Disney. They're going to apparently ban you for life if you lie about needing access to these services.
I am on board with that. I'm 100% on board with that. People do stuff because they can get away with it.
Yep.
I like consequences.
And now here's the problem. So just like everything else, just like every good intentioned law, the only people who get screwed royally are the people who are already obeying the rules.
Right. And who actually need the service.
Who need the service. So now anybody who's showing up at Disney who needs the service, you're apparently going to have to get on a video chat X number of weeks or days or something before and explain why you need it. And so you're going to have to, and I don't know if, I'm guessing you don't have to provide medical records or anything, but you're going to have to explain why, and they assume people are going to lie less if they actually have to talk to somebody and tell them. And then, of course, if it's found out that you didn't need it, then boom, you're banned for life.
Yeah, and the pre-planning that goes into that, because I would imagine there are people in Orlando who have season passes, right, to Disney, or I guess they don't have to live in Orlando. People who have season passes, I think you have to then plan a little bit more than just like, oh, I have the afternoon free. I'm just going to go and ride the Star Wars intergalactic ride.
Now, maybe
what I really
some,
want to do.
Yeah. Now, maybe somebody will, you know, as I'm sitting here thinking about the story and thinking about how I would never go to Disney World. So this is really never going to affect me. Can I just ask a question for those of you who may actually do go to Disney World? Why don't they do this for everybody? Like, are we not technologically advanced enough where you can walk up to the line and go, beep, I'd like to get in this line. QR code. Be here at 2:22. All right. I'll be back.
Oh, God. It just sounds like it'd probably be a lot more work for the people who work there.
Why?
Because then you have to it'd be like getting in a Southwest line.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Like,
so this is the two.
But 100,000 people try to get in the same line. And it's like, well, mine says this time. And
yeah, but couldn't we do like a digital thing and go like, all right, if it was 2:25, you know, here's the line, you know, have a little sign going 2:25, 2:30, 2:35, 2:40. And then you just get in the line and show your, I don't know.
I would assume it seems like in the comment section, ring the bell.
Comment section?
That apparently they have an electronic pass system at Universal's water park.
So now doesn't Disney have it, but you have to pay extra for it or something?
Probably.
Or maybe, I mean,
you got to pay extra for everything at Disney.
Oh, you want Disney air in your lungs? Well, that costs more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, yes, apparently they have that at Universal's water park, according to Charlotte here. I just don't understand why that we feel like we have the technology to make this happen for everybody now.
Well, we have the technology to do a lot of things that we're not doing that would be smart, like using our fingerprints as identifiers instead of social security numbers, for example.
Yeah,
just throwing that out there.
I ain't giving the government my It's bad enough I gave it to Apple.
I mean, they probably already have it, Dan.
Actually, they do have it because I've had to do several background checks.
Right. I've had jobs. When you worked for the airline, you had to have a background check. Like,
first thing they do is when any background check is your fingerprint. Yeah. So
absolutely. If you have a passport, well, if you have global entry, like we have global entry, that's based on our fingerprints. So like they've already got them.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, what? Charlotte knows some theme park dirt. If we ever need some dirt on the inside, hell yeah.
She says, if y'all want theme park lore, I worked at Universal and have tons of friends who work at Disney, so I know all the theme park dirt. Well, of course we want it. I just don't know if now we've said it, who it's coming from, and so I don't want to. Would have been better if we just, just not said who said it.
Oh, sorry. That's my bad.
Yeah. Well, she put it on there, so it's out there now. Trust me, they know. They know
Universal
and Disney has, I don't know that they're watching, but they're definitely got their tracker bots out there. So
they're listening.
They're
always
definitely listening.
Listening.
All right.
But yeah, well, good for Disney. I'm glad they're cracking down. It does suck for the people who do genuinely need it, but you know, what are you going to do? Because people suck and are always going to take advantage of
anything
that they
everything
can.
And any stupid thing. Like, I'll just tell you this. So the other day, I don't know if we've ever mentioned this here, but I'm a reserve officer, police officer for the city of Waukesha, which means we only get called in when there's dump, like if they need a whole bunch of extra bodies for something. And the other day we had an incident where they needed to close off roads for a long period of time. So I was one of the people they called in. And so I'm sitting in a squad car and I am blocking, as clear as can be, I am blocking an off ramp, right? Like you can't come down here, but it's actually an off ramp that goes, it's either, nobody's going to know where this is, but you either go straight onto Blue Mound Road or you turn right and you're going onto the interstate. So,
okay.
So I'm sitting there I'm blocking both. Like you can't come onto this ramp. So state patrol car pulls up, lights on, everything. That's how you kind of tell the other officer, hey, I need to get through. You beep, beep, honk your horn or you honk your siren real quick. You turn your lights on and go, okay, you're coming through. And so I back up to let the squad car go through.
Mm-hmm. As I'm backed up, squad car, right?
I'm also in a squad car with the lights on, with everything just blocking the intersection. I back up. And another, like an SUV comes up, and I'm like, I learned something about the squad cars. When you honk the horn, it's not the horn, it's actually the siren. You can make, it's a quick, and so the car slammed on its brakes right in front of me. And I look at the car, I'm like, what? And I'm giving him what are you doing? So I get out of the car and I walk over to the window, trying to calm down. Because come on, right? Like you just, anyway, so I get over there and I said this, she goes, oh, is that closed? And I'm like, yeah, it's closed. So that's, you know, hence the barricades and the squad car. Yes, it's closed. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, I saw that other car go through. And I'm like, you saw the state patrol car with its lights on go through? And she's like, yeah, I saw you back up and let him through. Right.
Because he's a cop.
State patrol car with its lights on. Yeah, it can go through. What made? She's like, oh, so I probably can't go on the internet. No, you go. So again, people. Mm-mm. Just don't, like, I don't know. I mean, it's people are, you want to give people the benefit of the doubt, but
no,
can't.
You truly cannot. First of all, she's gotten away with some crap in her life that she thought she was going to let you. oh my God, can I not go through? Is it closed? Bitch, back the car up and get out. I sometimes wish there was a camera on you at all times so that I could just watch your reactions to these things because I would greatly enjoy that.
Yes,
I would
subscribe
to that YouTube channel of just Dan reacting to people out in the world because I think it would be very funny. Every job I've ever had, there's always people like this. I used to work at a movie theater in Mequon, Wisconsin, and the like stupidity of people. We would have one door open for the employees before we were open. And people would always come in. Oh, I'm sorry, we're not open yet. Oh, well, can't I just buy?
No.
It doesn't even matter what you say after the word buy, because buy indicates we're open and we're not open. One time the power went out. And someone came in and they're like, well, can't you run the movies anyway? Do you want me to hold a flashlight and spin it really fast?
And then just do the voice yourself?
Exactly. I'm like, I genuinely think people are this stupid.
But see, here's the problem, right? So, and as we're sitting here talking about, oh, people are so dumb, people are so stupid. It's We don't, it's not everybody, but it's 8% of the population, right?
At least. And
that 8% now has access to social media, now has, it's just amplified. The stupidity is amplified. And so you walk away, I walk away from a thing going, God, people are stupid. Well, most people just did what they were supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
She's the only one who tried to go.
But you let that other car go.
And then, she's like, well, so I'm, because she was kind of halfway down the ramp, or not down the ramp, but in front of me where she could have just went straight and turned. And she's like, so I can't go. Like, no.
What part of this is confusing?
No, back up, get back on that road and go find another way to get on the interstate. You can't come. I don't care if you already ignored the rules. And now you think I'm going to just go, but since you already did it anyway, here you go. Right? Get out.
Because she's gotten away with it before. That's exactly what people do. Those people that take advantage, they figure out the way to do it. And they're like, oh, it worked for me once. I'm going to keep trying it.
Again, the vast majority of people did exactly what they were supposed to do, follow the rule. And then just one lady, I saw that air car go through. I saw you back up and let him go through. I'm like, yeah, the squad car with the lights on. I did. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Next.
All right, boy howdy. This story makes me mad. So there's a Texas Roadhouse waitress who's gone viral because she waited on a table and saw the woman who paid the tab put a $20 bill down on the table for her. That woman then got up to go to the restroom, and the man that was with the group took that $20 off the table and put it in his pocket. So she did a TikTok and said, if you came to Texas Roadhouse today, April 7th, 2024, sat in my section, my name is Sarah. You sat at a six-top table, but you were a party of four. You had two kids with you. You had a jumbo appetizer and snake bites, potato skins, and mild wings. You left me $20 on the table, but you paid on Ezios, whatever that is. Your husband took my money. So apparently she first thought like the bussers had taken it. And so she went and like asked to see the security footage and then found out it was this guy who was at the table with them. And just took the tip. And I'm just like, what? So this made me think of like, have you ever wanted to override, or have you ever overridden someone you were with for what they've left you for a tip?
Yes.
Or have you ever like witnessed anything quite like this? I saw someone at a Denny's when I was in high school did a yawn stretch and took the server's tip off the table from the table
stealing.
Next to them.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
It was just stealing. And I told her, I was like, hey, just so you know, that group took the money that was sitting on that table.
You snitch. Which is,
and it's one of the reasons I 100% snitch.
Snitches get stitches, Nicole.
I was honestly a little concerned because this was in Brown Deer. Not the safest necessarily area of town now. I don't know. Then it was probably a little questionable too. Because she went and confronted them immediately. So it was very clear. Yes, for her. But very clear that I was the person like told. But
hey,
I was also like,
that lady over there just told me that you did. Right.
Yep. I'm also willing to take that because I did. Because I saw you do it, man. Like, that's not okay.
That's just plain thievery. There's no, that's not, that's not a, we should leave her 5% instead of 20%. That's just.
You stole it.
Stealing.
Yeah.
So I've done that. I've overridden.
I'm sorry, wait, you've taken someone else's tip before?
No, yeah, generally I do. It's kind of great. You walk out of a restaurant, there's a lot of money sitting on some tables. You just grab it.
This place is great. You just take whatever you want.
I've overridden and vetoed tips before.
You have?
Yeah.
Assuming not from your wife.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, like sometimes, like if she would put down, I will say we tip generally pretty well just because that job,
yeah,
all the crap you got to deal with to do that job, whatever. I can tip, 15, 20%, not a big deal,
sure.
Right? 20, 25%, whatever. But there have been times where the service has been so bad and so you got to go back and forth like, okay, is this the kitchen staff doing this? Is this the waitress doing? But there's been times where I'll order a Diet Coke and one will come and I'll see her over there talking and standing and I won't have another one for like the entire time.
Yeah.
That is the quickest way to lose your tip. For me,
for
is
you?
To, yes, to not bring me a refill on a soda.
I've gotten up before and just been like, hi, can I have this?
That's
refill?
What I did. Eventually, yeah. I did. That's what I walked right past her. And, because it was kind of like half behind the counter, but not kind of like it was right there towards the end of the counter. And I just Oh, you just filled it yourself?
Yeah,
and stuck it in there, filled it myself, and just stared at her while I was doing it. Gave her the old side eye.
She's like,
"Oh, I'm sorry. I could have gotten that for you." I'm like, "Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you could have 20 minutes ago.
Sure could have, and it would have. You would have made some money had you done it."
I'm so parched.
Yeah.
I need a beverage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, no, I've done that, but it's a rare occasion. And so now, can I just ask? Do we know for sure? Yeah. So it was the waitress herself who said this, right? That's correct. What happened.
Well, she said she watched the security footage, and that's.
Well, I'm only checking because was it maybe, hey, you go out to this car, take and here's $20 for the kids to do something like, or here's my part of the meal, $20, like if you're one of those couples who splits everything, I don't know. So it really was never intended for the waitress, and it could, like, do we know, was there no tip anywhere left on the receipt or anything like that?
We know she got zero tip for this table.
Oh, okay.
So, and that she had seen the $20 on the table prior to that.
Maybe it was here, go up and get two tens to give her the tip. And then dad just kind of like, look, I got two kids I'm trying to deal with and I forgot. Could be.
But then he took the whole thing. I don't know. We'll never know probably the mystery unless the guy comes forward and says what he did. But I just thought it was an interesting situation to find yourself in where you're with someone who's, I mean, there's a whole Friends episode, right? Where Rachel's dad is a shitty tipper, and so Ross puts extra money in, and he finds out and gets really pissed off. And I bet you that's a very real thing.
I've done that many times.
Put extra money in because
people will leave. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've done that, right?
Oh, I generally hang out with people who leave good tips, but I would absolutely do that. 100%. Yeah. Don't leave no $2 on a $100 tab.
I did that once, not right in their face, but I did that once on a job interview.
Wait, we need a story.
No, I was just, we went out to eat and it was mm-hmm. a radio job interview and our meal was like $60 and the guy left like $3 or some.
Absolutely.
I'm like, what the? But I didn't do it in front of him.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to like leave it on the table. So as we were walking out, I kind of looked at the waitress and I don't know if it was like a 10 or something, but I'm like, and I just put it on, you know, I put it on the counter and we just kept walking. I made sure I was behind him. But like, I didn't take the job.
I was going to say, did you take the job?
I was never back in that city. So it didn't really matter other than mm-hmm. I just felt like that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is tacky. I had a table once. I had like an 8-top when I worked at Ed DeBevick's, and it was one person who also worked at Ed DeBevick's and a bunch of theater people, and they did not leave me a tip at all. And I was like, what the heck? And
Out of anybody who should know.
Exactly. And I did say something to her. I was like, do you know you guys didn't leave me a tip last night? And then she gave me money. So I don't know if it was intentional, if it was an accident, like who knows? I also don't love going on a group bill.
Right, me
because
either.
I've gotten screwed over many times by that. I know you have. I know it happened to you once when you were with me. And I was like, I had to put the kibosh on the table split because I was like, it's not fair, especially if you don't drink and you're out with a bunch of drinkers and people have cocktails during dinner. You know what I mean?
Like, and then they want to split it like four ways. Like, wait a minute. Exactly. Hold on. My way. Mm-hmm. I'm drinking diet soda and you guys had like six vodka martinis. Guess what?
Right.
And even
that are like
split is
$10 a piece.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I try not to put people in that position.
All right. Well, listen, again, Anne, thank you for that. That is so cool. I can't wait to have that all lit up next week.
Woo, fancy.
I'd like to say I'm going to run some wires around here, but really I'm just going to plug it in. So
you have to run a wire to plug it in.
Yeah, but I just meant like I'm going to, you know, get out the drill.
Yeah, right.
Put some cords through.
Why do you have a drill sitting out?
Been drilling all day.
Oh, boy. I don't want to know.
No, I had putting stuff up under my desk, rearranging cords and stuff under my desk.
Oh, okay.
So I've been drilling stuff in there. So, long story. It's because that's what I do all day. That's all I sit around the house and do.
Dan drills all day long.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We would love it if you would become a spinner and a supporter of our podcast. And to do that, all you have to do is go to this website right here on the screen. Or for those of you listening, I'll say it, stillspinningpodcast.com. Stillspinningpodcast.com. You can go from there. You can get a link to our Patreon page where you can sign up to get the least of the content that you get is bonus content. And there's other stuff down the, you know, with the higher you go. But still, bonus content. You get a bonus episode. I mean, this great stuff that we're doing right here, right now, comes at you another time, usually once a week, sometimes a little more. We've done it a couple of, you know, every now and then. We've done
in
more than
in the year we've been around.
Yeah,
we've done several different ways.
So, or if you're so inclined, Spotify, you can also sign up there. And, I don't think we have anybody who has signed up through Spotify yet.
No.
I know we get a lot of listeners through Spotify, but I don't know that anybody has signed up for the bonus content stuff through Spotify yet.
Interesting. Well, you could be first.
I should try. Actually, I probably should.
Not
just
you,
to make sure. I could, because I probably should make sure it's working.
Oh, yeah, right?
I've never actually tested it. So anyway, all of that stuff is available at stillspinningpodcast.com. We want to thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for coming back episode after episode for the year that we've been doing this. And am I missing anything? Are we just done?
No, I think we're done.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. And we'll catch you, catch the spinners with some bonus material later in the week. And everybody else, we'll talk to you next Monday. Bye-bye. Still spinning.